We begin the current daf Masechet Nedarim, daf Pei Gimel. We begin on the bottom of the daf, Pei Beis Mabeis, two lines up in the bottom of the Yamad, where the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf. And that is, as we said in this Perek Ve'il Nedarim, that although a husband or a father could be mefer, could nullify the Nedarim, the vows of the woman, however, it's limited to two categories. The one that our Mishnah spoke about was the halacha of Inu Nefesh, when the woman takes a neder regarding something that afflicts her soul, like she's not going to have any fruits of the world, things which are hurtful for the person. And then there's a lower category, which is not as absolute as the other category of Inu Nefesh, which is called Dvarim Shebeinoi Lebeina, which are things that affect the relationship. Now, on that we had a machlekes on my rum between Shmuel and Rabbi Yechon in the previous daf regarding what would be the halacha if she took one neder that includes something that is Inu Nefesh and something that's not. So for example, if she took a neder from two loaves of bread, and so in that one neder, one loaf of bread was what's called pasnoki, which was refined bread, and one was pas kever, which is a coarse bread. So coarse bread is not so inu nefesh, whereas pasnoki is inu nefesh. So when we say that there's halacha of yifereno, that as the Ran explains, he could be made for the and could only be made for the entirety of the neder, so is it that means to say that even the non-inu nefesh element will also be moved for like Shmuel said? Or, as Rabbi Yechonon told Rav Asi, that actually not. The Yifereno is only that you have to be Mefer, the entirety of the neder that you could be, which is the Inu Nefesh part, but not the non-Inu Nefesh part. That, the Torah doesn't give him the right to be Mefer. And therefore, Rabbi Yechonon told Rav Asi that in a case of where a woman took a neder from two loaves of bread, one is Inu Nefesh and one's not, he only has the right, and the nullification will only be on the loaf of bread that's Inu Nefesh, but not on the one that won't be in the nefesh, he can't be made for, and therefore the neder will still be valid for that other loaf of bread. And that's why Gemara continues on this discussion, and the Gemara asks many questions from Rav Asi to Rabbi Yechonon on his interpretation that it's only on the in the nefesh element and not on the non-in the nefesh, like Shmuel had said. So Esvei, so Rav Asi asked Rabbi Yechonon from a Mishnah daf in Masechtas Nazir daf Chav Gimel. The Mishnah there says, Ha'isha shenadra b'nazir. If a woman took a neder of naziris, which means say she's going to have all the halacha of a nazir. Now, v'ha'isha shayisi yayin metam alameisim. Now she violated the halacha of naziris. Specifically, she drank wine. She became impure by coming in contact with a dead person. Now, as we're continuing on top of Pegim l'Malav, so the Mishnah says pretty obviously, ha'rezu sefek is arbam. So she gets malka. She gets 40 lashes, which is really 39. We are actually, as the Gemara says in Masechtas Naza over there, that it's only for the sefer why we introduced the resha, but obviously this is a very obvious halacha, straightforward. If you violate the halacha, the principles of Naziris, you get Malkus. Now, but the primary chidush of this Mishnah is what it says after this. It says, Hefer lo baila. If her husband nullified her neder of Naziris, v'hi lo yada shafala, and she doesn't know that he was made for it. And therefore, so she thought she was violating the precept by drinking wine and being metamala mesim. On that, the Mishnah is machadish that in the sefekes is abam, she actually does not get lashes. And the reason being is because hafar, without her knowledge, is considered a valid hafar. So therefore, although she thinks she's still a nazir, she's actually not, because he was an ephrit. And because of that, although she's metamala mesim and drinking wine, it's not a problem, so she doesn't get lashes. That's what it says over there in the Mishnah Masechtas Nazir. Now, that Rav Asi concludes his question. He says, V'i amrit, and if it would be true, that, like you say, Rabbi Yechonon, then mefer l'misana, v'ein mefer l'shein misana, when a woman takes a neder, which Naziris is in that category, that certain elements are inu nefesh, and certain elements are not, that you, Rabbi Yechonon, said that the only elements that he could be mefer are the inu nefesh elements, not the non-inu nefesh elements. So therefore, Rav Asi asks, so maybe, now actually as the Ram points out, the word maybe is misleading. It doesn't really mean maybe. And the reason being is because actually even if specifically, as the Gemara is going to say, that maybe it's only from wine, which again doesn't really mean maybe, that it's only from wine that he was made for tahar. But min chartzen u min zag loy hafer lo, but from the seed and the skin of the grape, that he was not made for. And again, that's what the Ran saying. It's not really maybe, because Rabbi Yechonon would hold, even if he explicitly said, I want to be mefer for the skin and the pit and the seed, it wouldn't do anything. Because if it's not inu nefesh, which is not, it's obviously very difficult not to be able to drink wine. But not to have the skin of the grape or the seed of the grape, that's not such a big deal. And therefore, the halo is lo tzara, that's something that is not so much pain. So betisva gets arvam. So therefore, she should get lashes for consuming the grape seed or the grape skin. And as the Ran explains what Ravasi's kasha is that if it would be true according to Rabbi Yechanan, then the Tana should have said a bigger chiddush. It should have said that even it, you were saying that, okay, if the husband is mefer, even if she doesn't know, so fine, she's not going to get lashes. But the problem is, it should have said that even when he is mefer, she is going to get lashes for consumption of the seed and the skin. Because even though he was mefer, but the mefer hafar is limited, it only works for what's inu nefesh. Now, not drinking wine is inu nefesh. But grape skin and grape seed is not such a difficult thing. And therefore, that should be like the past caver where Rabbi Yechanan said that's not going to be nullified. If that's not nullified, she should still get lashes. So why doesn't the Mishnah say that element of the halacha just as hefer labayla that she's done? She doesn't get lashes. Not true. It's limited to wine because that's inu nefesh, not the grape skin and the grape seed. So now Rabbi Yosef answers, says, no, ein nezirus lachatzayim. The halacha of nezirus, which Ravasi is asking to Rabbi Yechanan, is a different type of a neder. It's specifically nezirus that's not possible to be a halfway type of nezirus. In other words, you can't say that if he's made for it, that it should only be on what's inu nefesh. You're right, usually it is going to be like that in the neder. But on yifarenu, how it's defined in regards to nezirus, has to be talking about the whole nezirus. And it has to include even the grape skin and the grape seed, because you can't have a half of Naziris. And therefore, when she would say, for example, Harini Nazira, so all the halachas of Naziris apply to her, because you can't have a half of Naziris. Now, the same thing, as the Rashi explains, would be when he says Mufalechi, that he's nullifying that, it's going to nullify everything. And this is where it differs from Rabbi Yechanan's halacha regarding when the woman takes a neder from two kikaras, two loaves of bread, where although she said at one time, but essentially it's like two different neders. Is just taking effect at the same time, and he wants to be made for that neder. And then Rabbi Yechanan says, it only be for one loaf and not for the other one, because that other loaf is not in the nefesh. But Naziris is different. Naziris has to be one entity. You can't take half the halachas of Naziris and not the other half of the halachas. And therefore, since the Torah does tell us, as we taught in the previous daf, that the husband could be made for Naziris, just like by Nedarim, and as we said, Yifarenda means the entirety of that neder, where in the case of Naziris, would have to be the whole thing because it can't be a half a thing. And that's why it's not difficult in Rabbi Yechanan, because Naziris is unique, is different than a regular neder. Now, that Amalei Abaya asks, not specifically on the halacha of Rabbi Yosef, the way he interpreted the Mishnah to resolve the halacha of Rabbi Yechanan, but the terminology that the choice of words that Rabbi Yosef said, because the inference from Rabbi Yosef's wording was, HaKarbon Lachatzi Naziris Ikka? In other words, you said that a Naziris lachatzayin. You said that a Naziris can't be halfway. You can't have half the halachas and not the other half. Now, you didn't say, whereas the Ran explains, a more choice word that would have included something else. You didn't say in chatzayin bin Naziris. Again, he said in Naziris lachatzayin. Can't have a full Naziris, but halfway, meaning half of the halachas. And that was bothering Abaya that he should have said, in chatzayim ben Naziris, there's no half in any of the halachas of Naziris. Now, that would have sounded like, because you can't have anything, but the way Rabbi Yosef said, it sounds like that, yes, you can't have a full Naziris on half the halachas, but you could bring a carbon for half a Naziris. What would that be? That would be, for example, if let's say she took a neder of Naziris, which is generally for 30 days. Then she counted 15 days, she's working her way to fulfilling her 30 days of Naziris, and then her husband heard about it, and then 15 days in, he went and he was made for the nether. So it comes out from here on, he chopped off the second half because that's how it works by a husband. His hafara is not like a chacham that's mata the nether as if it never was. It's from here on. So, but the first 15 days were not uprooted because again, that's how the Gemara explains in Masechtas Nos, Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph, what's called by the Baal, he's megas gaiyus. He's not oikrit meikara, he just cuts off the future part. So therefore, that's what was bothering Abaya. How could it be that a woman's going to bring a carbon on half of a Naziris? But that's what it sounds like by Rabbi Yosef. He's just saying that because if he's limiting the chatzoyin part for the full Naziris, but half of the halachas, he could have said more choice words in saying that there's no chatzoyin by Naziris, which would include even a carbon. The fact that Rabbi Yosef doesn't say that sounds like Rabbi Yosef would hold that you could bring a carbon for half of the Naziris. If Naziris has to be 30 days and she only did 15 because the husband chopped off the other half by being made for it when he heard about it on day 15, Sounds like by Rav Yosef that he wasn't bothered by that, and that she would still bring the carbon of Naziris, which come for when the Nazir finishes their counting, but it was only half the amount. So therefore, Elam Abaye, rather Abaye says that it's actually more than the words that Rav Yosef said. Actually, just like a Naziris Lachatzoyin, just like Rav Yosef said, that you can't have a context of Naziris halfway. You can't be forbidden in wine, but permitted in wine, meaning, well, you can't be forbidden in wine and permitted in the other things. You can't have a halfway. So therefore, like we said regarding Hafara, that it can't be made for just the wine, which is Inu Nefesh, and that she should still be forbidden in the grape seed and the grape skin. So too, Abaye just adds on, he says, Ve'in carbon lachatzayin. So too, you can't have a carbon of a half of a fulfillment of Naziris. In other words, like the case that we just described before, the husband goes sometime during the Naziris and he hears about it, and he's made for the Naziris. So then, as we're saying that the future days are going to be chopped off, so now she can't bring a carbon either for the days that she already counted. And the reason being is, like Abaye said, the Torah doesn't say to bring a carbon for half a Naziris, it's only for the full count of Naziris. If you do the minimum amount, which is 30 days, then you bring a carbon afterwards. But if you only did 15, which is possible in a legitimate Jewish law way, which is halachically when the husband is megiz gaizit, when he does hafara, then you're not going to be bringing any karbanos because there's no chatzoin at all by Naziris. Now, on that, the Gemara asks Meisvei. Gemara asks on Abaye's interpretation, again, which he added on to what Rabbi Yosef had said for this Mishnah in Masechtas Nazir, and he just added on because he held that it's incomprehensible that you would bring a carbon for half the amount of Naziris. So the Gemara asked him the following brisa on Abaye. The brisa says that Isha shenadr b'nazir. If a woman took a neder of Naziris, meaning she accepted upon herself to be a Nazira, then she became tummy. Now, when a Nazir becomes tummy, so there's a certain procedure, process of certain karbonas you have to bring, then you become tar, and then you start over again, start counting your days of Naziris. So she became tummy. So v'refrisha behemta, she then went and she separated her carbon ashram. Now, the Ram points out that was just said as an added chiddush in this halacha, that even though she already separated her carbon before there was hafar, as we're going to see, the husband comes and he's made for it, still she's not going to bring the oilas ha'if, which is one of her three karbanas that are come when she's tummy, because he was made for it. And that is because, as we said, that there's by a nazir that became tummy, there's three karbanas. There's an asham, a chatas ha'if, which is a bird chatas, and an oilas ha'if, which is a bird that's totally sacrificed, where before she goes back and counting the days of Tahara, those are the karbanas she usually brings. So she's a regular nazira right now. And she's tummy, so she has to go ahead and separate these karbanos to bring them. So she separated a karban asham. But then, v'achakachi for lo baila, then her husband goes and is made for, before she gets to the chata sa'if and the oila sa'if. She already separated the asham. Then, however, the husband is made for, hears about it, he goes, what are you doing? You're being a nazir? I didn't know anything about this. And he's made for it. So the halacha is mevi'a chata sa'if. She still brings the chata sa'if, the bird chatas, but she doesn't bring the third one, doesn't bring the oila saif. Now on that, the Gemara asks on Abaye, v'i amrit, if it's true like you, what Abaye said, that in carbon lachatz naziris, there is no carbon for half a naziris. In other words, for what she counted till now, and the reason being, like you said, Abaye, because she's not going to count the full amount. If any nazir is not going to have the full naziris, then even what was counted is not considered significant. It's not going to be called a naziris to bring carbonis for it. Now, if so, according to you, Abaye, amay mevi'a chata sa'if, why does she bring a chata sa'if for the tumah that she had for her naziris, but you're not calling her that she even has a naziris? Because it's not a naziris in the context of karbanis, because although, yes, there was counting, the husband doesn't, it's not oikir l'mafreya, doesn't uproot it from its inception, but right now, there's no naziris, especially in the context of bringing karbanis, because it wasn't a full 30 days, and he's chopping it off halfway through. So why, according to Abaye, does she bring a chata sa'if, where we said the karbon is only brought for a naziris? Now, so on that, the Gemara responds back to the questioner. The Elamai, so what do you want? What are you asking from this brisa? Yesh karbon lachatz naziris? Do you want to disprove Abaye and say that what he added on to Rabbi Yosef is incorrect? That maybe, like we learned in that Mishnah Masechtas Nazir, the way we're reconciling for Rabbi Yochanan, that a full naziris can't have half the halachas and half the halachas not. You can't be permitted in wine and forbidden in grapeseed and grapeskin. Fine. But you're saying what Abaye added on regarding having half, meaning all the halachas, but half the amount of time for like 15 days and not 30 days, that's not true. That you would bring karbanis, you're trying to say, for chatz naziris. But if so, shalish behemis boi lasuye, then there are three animals that the nazira in this case, or any nazir, should have to bring, where that's if you don't become tameh, when you conclude your naziris, which are chatas oilo vishlamim. Now, therefore, if that would be the case that you would bring all your karbanis, even for a chatz naziris, so the first interpretation the Ran explains, so therefore what the Gemara is asking on the questioner is, so now when she became tamei, so then she should also bring all her karbanis, which is the ashram, the oila ha'if, and the chatas ha'if. But the Brisa there is saying clearly that although you bring a chatas ha'if, you're not bringing oila ha'if. Why? According to you, you hold, meaning you the questioner who is asking the Abaya, that there is a karban l'chatas naziris, so why you bring only the oila? Why you bring only the chatas ha'if and not the oila ha'if? Or another interpretation of the Ran is, and that's just because the way the Gemara is making it sound like it's talking about the shalish karbanis, that's only when you're tahar. Now, that's the first interpretation, explaining just like when you become tahar, you're saying she should bring all three animals, so therefore here when she's tamei, she should also have to bring all her karbanis, which are, besides the ashram, is also two bird sacrifices, which the questioner is asking on the questioner, that not just chatas ha'ayv, it should also then be the oila ha'ayv. Second interpretation of the Ran is saying that, no, actually, even in this case, when she became tummy, she should bring the three animals, which are usually brought at the conclusion of a tar type of naziris. And the reason being is because since the husband is not uprooting it from its inception, he's only, as we said before, megis gais. He chops off the second half of the naziris, wherever it is that he does the afara. So it comes out that half the naziris that she counted was a valid counting. It was 15 days of counting naziris. Although usually that's not like that because you have to have 30 days, but the husband has the ability to chop off the rest of what's left. Now, and that is what the questioner is asking on the questioner, that if you would entertain to say that there is a carbon for chatz naziris, then she should bring her carbonis of naziris of tahara, meaning what usually happens at the conclusion of the naziris, after this woman that was naziri that became tummy becomes pure, where similarly, as the Gemara says elsewhere regarding when if a woman concluded her time, or a Nazir finished their period, and then they're about to bring the conclusionary karbanis, and they become tamei, after they finally become tahar, then they bring the karbanis of tahar, because they already finished their procedure. It's called achamaleis. When they already finished their procedure of naziris, they just became tamei before they could bring the karbanis. You don't have to do over the naziris again. But then you bring your karbanis of tumah, and then karbanis of tahar right after. So therefore, the second interpretation of the Ran is saying, same thing here also, where this woman, she can't bring any more naziris. She was tummy, and her husband, let's say, heard about it when she was tummy, and he says, no way, I'm being made for this. No way, you're not finishing up the rest of this naziris. But if you hold this carbon for chatz naziris, then she should bring, after she becomes tahar, the karbanis of chatas oyle shlamin, which are brought at the conclusion of the naziris, because this is her conclusion, and you're saying you could bring a carbon for chatz naziris. So ella oylem. So rather, what the Gemara answers for Abaya, as it questions the questioner, to prove that obviously in carbon l'chatz naziris. Obviously there is no carbon. Abaye is correct. There's no carbon for half a naziris, because if it would be the case, then this woman should either, as the first interpretation of the Ran said, bring not just a chatz sa'if, but also her oila sa'if. Or additionally, she should also bring these three carbonis that are brought at the conclusion, which the Brisa doesn't say. Now, so then, but then the question is, as the questioner had asked in Abaye, then, v'chatz sa'if demasya, so then why does she bring the chatz sa'if? That's for a different reason. That's Mishum the Chatas, and as some Girsoyas have, Chatas Ha'if Asya Al HaSafik. The reason being is because Chatas Ha'if is unique. And actually, we find the precedent for this halacha by a Yeledes, a woman that was pregnant that miscarried. Now, she doesn't know what she miscarried. Was it an actual fetus, and therefore she would be liable to bring a carbon of a Yeledes, of a woman that gave birth, although it was a stillborn? Or was it nothing really there? We don't know, was it a real entity of an embryo or not, and that she would be exempt. So the halacha actually is that she brings her chatas ha'if out of doubt, which is what then permits her to consume kodshim, but it's not consumed. And actually, as the Gemara learns in Nazir, Daf Chof Tesam and Aleph, from Psukim, that there is this halacha, which is again unique to the principle of chatas ha'if, that you bring it even in a situation of doubt, which many times you don't, because you're going to bring chun tazar. So therefore, what the Gemara is explaining for Abaya, which really everyone has to contend with, because we see that you're not bringing the Oila Sa'if. So why are you bringing the Chatz Sa'if? Obviously, although there's no carbon for Chatz Naziris, is because since it's more of a lax type of a carbon where you see it's brought even in situations of doubt. So therefore, we're also going to bring it for a chatz nazirs. So therefore, it's not difficult in Abaya. Abaya could be correct that there's no chatzi by nazirs at all, and you're not going to bring a carbon for half of your nazirs of 15 days. So why do we, however, bring a chatas oif? That's unique. That's an exception. Because as we see, we bring in situations of doubt, so we'll also bring it in situations of a half naziris. But one thing is that we reconciled Rabbi Yechanan from the question of Rav Asi from the Mishnah Masechta. It's not either like Rabbi Yosef said or like Abaye even added on more than that, which is because there is no halves by naziris. So although generally Rabbi Yechanan would say that your hafar is only on the inu nefesh and not on the non-inu nefesh, in naziris everyone's going to agree that it can't be on half, and therefore it's going to include not just the wine, which is inu nefesh, but even the grape seed and the grape skin, which is not inu nefesh. So the Gemara continues, Eisvei. Again, another question from Rav Asi to Rabbi Yechanan, that Rabbi Yechanan, who had said that the hafara only works for that which is the inu, but not for the non-inu part. So now the Gemara asks from the following brais. Isha shenadra benazir benitmas. Again, if a woman took a neder of naziris and she became tameh, again, similar to the previous, and then her husband did hafara. So on that, again, as we just said in the previous brayis, she brings a chatas oif, where that's more lenient than the rest of karbanas, that you're going to bring a carbon even for a suffix, so you could even bring it for a chatas naziris. But as we said before, she does not bring the oilas oif, and the reason being is, as we said before, because there's no carbon for a chatzi for half of a counting of the 30 days of naziris. And since he was made for far, so therefore there's no more dini naziris from here on. Again, she's not like a nazira that's tamei. But the question that the Gemara is asking on Rabbi Yechanan is, v'i amrit mefer l'mes'ana v'i mefer l'shein mes'ana. We introduced this similar type of a braisa to ask on Abaye before, which we answered. Now we're using this similar halacha to ask on Rabbi Yechanan, which, if it's true like Rabbi Yechanan says, that hafar is only on the affliction elements, but not on the non-affliction elements, so therefore the Gemara continues on Beis and asks, Dilma meyayin de isla tzara hafarla. Again, the word Dilma is misleading. It doesn't mean maybe. It means to say that it should be that his hafar will only work from the wine, which has pain for her if she's not going to be able to consume. But mitumas meis de lesla tzara lo hafarla. But from the tumas mes, that she doesn't have pain, that hafar should not work. Because Rabbi Yechanan says that hafar is only on the inu nefesh components. And therefore, the question is, how do we see over here in this brisa that now there's no more liability for the tumah components? Why not? In other words, it would come out according to Rabbi Yechanan that even after his hafara, she would still be forewarned and be ushered to become tameh. And therefore, if that's the case, so regarding tumah, there is no chatzi naziris over here because she actually would be obligated to complete her 30 days of naziris of tahara. But the problem is, it's mashma from the braisa that it's not like that, because it says that, oh, you don't bring the karbanas of the oila sa'if. Why not? What do you mean? Oila sa'if, the only reason why you wouldn't bring it is because you're no more in the zira, and you don't bring karbanas, even karbanas of the tumah that you had for a half in the zeros. But it's not true. You're in the context of tumah and tahara, it's not half, because you actually have to complete it. His hafara didn't work regarding the context of tumah. It only worked regarding the context of consumption of the wine, because that's painful. But tumah is not; it's not a painful element. Now it's mashma from the brisa that's not like contradictory to Rabbi Yechanan, that no, since he could be made for the wine, which is inu nefesh vahar, so therefore you see the hafara will work even for the tumah part, which is not an inu nefesh part, which is not like Rabbi Yechanan. So on that the Gemara answers, but before the Gemara gives an answer, the Ran first addresses why the Gemara didn't give the same answer it gave previously when it answered for Abaye from the same type of halacha, which is very simply. The reason why the hafar will work even for the tumah mes element is, you're right, usually by a neder he could only be made for the inu nefesh, but naziris is different. Naziris you can't have lachatzayin, and therefore that's why his hafar will work on everything. So why is the Gemara, as we're going to see, give a different answer? So then the Ran actually answers interestingly that You the halacha of tumah is not dependent on the halacha of naziris per se. And that is, we find naziris without tumah, where there's a specific halacha called nazir shimshon, where that's because of what? Shimshon agibar, that he was forbidden the wine, but permitted to become tameh to dead people, as the Gemara explains in Masechta Nazir Dav Dalam and Aleph. And therefore the Ran says, since the Naziris is not dependent on the Tumah, and the Tumah is not a Naziris, you would say that maybe you could have the Isser Tumah without the Isser of the Halachas of Naziris. And therefore the Gemara did contend this question as a problem with Rabbi Eichanan, where yes, although you can't have a half Naziris, but that's in the context of Naziris. Although a Nazir has Halachas of Tumah, but it's an independent halacha that's contracted into the halachas of Naziris, but they're different. As we see, you can have Naziris without Tumah. And the Gemara did contend that according to Rabbi Eichanan, that the hafara only worked for Inu Nefesh, and yes, Inu Nefesh will then be everything of Naziris, but that would be grape skin and grape seed, but that would not necessarily include the halachas of Tumah, and therefore, the Gemara is asking that for the context of Tumah, the hafara should not work, and therefore, according to Rabbi Eichanan, the Brisa should have said that she would bring her karbanos because there it's not a chatz in Naziris, it will be a whole Naziris in regards to halachas of Tumah. Or another approach the Ran says is that actually, you're right, the Gemara could have maybe given that answer, but it's just that the Gemara wanted to say the truth. It wanted to say, not like we had assumed, as in the Gemara's question, that there is no Inu Nefesh by Tumas Meis, but actually it's not the case, as the Gemara says, Amri they answered and said, Tumas Meis, Nami Isla Tzara. The reason why it's not difficult in Rabbi Yechon is because you have a misconception in thinking that the inability to become tamei to a dead person is not affliction of the soul. Not being able to consume wine is afflicting. But why would you say not coming into contact is in an effort? Now the Gemara says it's not true. Not being able to go to a levaya, come in contact with a dead person, is going to cause in an effort to the person. How so? The stuff like it says a pasuk in Kehelis. Pasuk there in Kehelis is in Perek Zayin Pasuk Beis. The beginning of the pasuk says, "Toiv lelechas al beis avol." It's better to go to a house of mourning, milechas al beis mishtef, than going to the house of the meal of the festivities. Basher hu soif kol adam, because that's the end of every man. With the pasuk that concludes, "And va'acha yitna liboy," and the living should put this idea to their heart. Now, v'tanya lo nabraisa, hayirmei would say, "Ma'idichsev." What does this mean when it says in the pasuk, "Va'acha yitna liboy," that the living should contemplate this idea about the end of man? Based Avol better than based on Mishnah. It's the Yispoy that if the person's going to go ahead and eulogize a person, then Yispidun Lay, then others are going to eulogize him. The Yifkun, if he's going to cry over others, Yifkun Lay, they're going to cry over him when he passes away. The Yikvar Yikvar Runei, when he buries someone else, and then they're going to bury him. Now that's how Remeir interpreted the Pasuk Vachayit and Liba. That's what you should think about. You should be diligent in doing these things for others so that when the time comes, people will do it for him. And actually, that's what the Ran says. The reason why the Gemara wanted to say this answer, not the other, let's say it is a possible answer of in Naziris Lachatzayin, is because there is actually even would be a nafkamin al halacha, which is if let's say she took a neder that she's not going al beis ha'aval to a house of mourning, her husband would be able to be made for a neder, because that would be in a nefesh. That's only something you would see in this Gemara's teretz, and that's why they said this, and not the teretz of in Naziris Lachatzayin, where we learned that actually it is considered in a nefesh of regarding going to a mourning, a levaya, all these different things, because of how it's going to impact a person when they pass away. But one thing is that the Gemara said it's not difficult according to Rabbi Yechanan, because actually you're right. It is like Rabbi Yechanan, possibly that you could only be made for the inu nefesh part and not the non-inu nefesh part. But it's not just wine that's considered inu nefesh, it's also the ability to be in tamal lemesim, and therefore even in that context, it's going to be chatz and naziris, because the husband could chop off the other half, even in the regards to the other element of Tumas Meis, because that is also Inu Nefesh. But you're right, if it wasn't Inu Nefesh, then possibly he would only be able to be made for that which is Inu Nefesh, and not that which is not Inu Nefesh. Now the Gemara continues again with the next Mishnah on this theme about what is it that the husband is allowed to be made for. As we said, it has to fit into the category either of Inu Nefesh or of Dvarim Shebeinai Lebeinah. So the Mishnah says, if a woman says, Koinim Shani Nena Labrias, which the Ran explains what the word has to mean, again, because koinim, which is a neder, always has to take, there has to be a subject, it has to be an object that it's being chal, I'm taking effect on, it's not like a shvuah, something I'm not going to do. So as the Ran says, it means what I would have pleasure from people, so that pleasure, whatever that is, that food, that object, should be forbidden to me like a koinim, like a carbon. So that's how the neder is taking effect. Basically, she's saying, I don't want to have any pleasure from anybody. So on that, the Mishnah says, "Einu yochel hafer." The husband cannot be made for that type of a neder. Now, the Ran quickly addresses this, and he says that although Shmuel said in the previous daf that even if you take a neder from one person, is enough to be allow the husband to be made for, because that is inu nefesh, and here she's taking neder from prohibiting herself from every person in the world. So on that, the Ran says, yes, because the Gemara had said that Shmuel is going like the Rabbanan, who they're lenient in regards to the interpretation of Inu Nefesh, and they say that there's a very low threshold for Inu Nefesh, and therefore even one person would already be considered afflicting the soul. But however, our Mishnah has a different interpretation, as we said that the whole parak of these anonymous Mishnayos are going like Rabbi Yisi, where he has a very high threshold for Inu Nefesh, and even making herself forbidden for every person in the world is yet not in the category of Inu Nefesh. Now, moreover, the Mishnah says, that this woman who took a neder prohibiting herself from having pleasure from every person in the world can still have the matnas anim, the gifts to the poor, of the separate piece of wheat that fall down, or the bundles that are forgotten, or the corners of the field that have to be left for the poor people. And the reason being is because that's not considered having pleasure from that person's field. Because the Torah says tazif. The matnas anim are not what's called nesina. You don't give it to the poor. It's like when you give it to the Levi, when the Satel Levi, give it to him. That would be different. Here we're talking about tazif where it's just left. And therefore, there's no what we call tivis hanah. The owner of that field who has the gifts to the poor he has to give, he can't decide who to give it to. Therefore, when she takes the leket shechapeh, she's not having pleasure from them. It's not theirs. The Torah makes it hefker for any poor person. And therefore, she who is forbidden to everybody, she's allowed to go ahead and take leket shechapeh, which the Gemara will explain exactly the interpretation of these two parts of this halacha, A, that the husband cannot be mefer, and moreover, that she is permitted to take leket shechapeh. Now, the Mishnah concludes and says, if kayanim kayanim levim nenim leif, let's say she takes a neder, that we're on the topic of matnas aniyim, where you have to give gifts, if she says that kahanim and levim are forbidden to me, meaning they're not allowed to have pleasure from me, which means to say that although she has to give truma to the kahanim and mice to levi, she says, I'm taking a neder, they can't have pleasure from me. So in that, the Mishnah says, yitlo al karcha, they could take it against her will, because that's not her prerogative, it's an obligation that she has to them, and she owes it to them, and therefore they could take the truma maisa from her. But if she says kahanim elu, but levim elu nenim leif, she chooses certain kahanim and levim who got on her bad side, and she says, I'm making a neder that these kahanim or these levim are not getting, then yit lachem, then you're right, she could do that, because it's not an obligation to every kahin, it's that she has to give it to a kahin or to a levi, and therefore since she chose certain ones that are not getting, she could do that, and then others would take it. Now, the Gemara asks on the first half of our Mishnah. Now, as the Ran explains as follows, he says that the Gemara's assumption is that there's two components in this halacha of the Reisha. There's a woman took a neder that I'm not having pleasure from any person in the world, and the halacha was that he cannot be mefer. And then there was an additional component said in the halacha that, however, she could have anah from leket shechapeh. So the Gemara's assumption in the question is that the last part of that halacha, which says that yichaylehi lehanes b'leket shikhapeh, that she could have pleasure from these matnas ani, from the gifts to the poor, is not the conclusion and the reasoning of the first half of the halacha, which, in other words, you could interpret to say that, you know why the husband can't be made for the neder? Why? Because why isn't that not inu nefesh? How could that not be afflicting the soul when she can't have pleasure from any person in the world? You know why? Oh, that's what the Mishnah is saying. Because she could still have leket shechapeh, and she could get food. It might be difficult. No one could give her anything. She's got to find the go scavenging with all the poor people. But she could have. So it's not inu nefesh. And therefore, that's how you could interpret what the Mishnah is saying. Now, that is what the Ran explains. The questioner in the beginning of the Gemara held that that's untenable. You can't say that that's what the Mishnah meant to say. Why? Because if that is what the Mishnah meant to say, then A, first of all, the Mishnah should have said different wording. It should have said, you know why the husband can't be made for the neder? Because she could have pleasure. It's not a total inu nefesh. She's not totally afflicted. And Rabbi Yis, and as we said, that this Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yis, which has a high threshold. And therefore, it shouldn't have said, v'yichaylehi lehanes. Just say very simply, he can't be made for. If that last part is coming to explain the first half, just say that he can't be made because she could still have pleasure. That's one point why the questioner held that it's not explained in the Reisha. Moreover, is that if that would be the case, that the reason why it's not inu nefesh, and therefore the husband can't be made for it because you know where she could still get food from? With all the poor. What that would mean is that when she took a neder prohibiting herself from brias, from all the people in the world, that would mean that her husband would be included. Because obviously if the Mishnah is saying the only resource that she has for food is from the gifts to the poor, that and that's the reason why it can't be made for, obviously that's saying that her main resource, Abedona, which is her husband, is not a resource anymore. Because if he was a resource, then just say because her husband's still giving her food. If you're saying that the Sefer is explaining the ratio that her resource is now gifts to the poor, then obviously her husband was included in the nether of Brias, of all the people in the world. Now, but if that's the case, then how did the Mishnah say that because she could get the matnas anim of leket shechem pei, he cannot be mefer? But why would that be? And the reason being is because we had learned the previous halacha on the Ayin Tesema Beis, what's called when she took a neder from a chenveni, from a storekeeper, who the husband's entire provisions were dependent on the storekeeper because he didn't really have that much money, and this storekeeper was the only store in town that was willing to give him on credit. Now, the Gemara told us on Ayin Tesema Beis that everyone, including Rabbi Yisrael, would agree that then the husband could be mefer because that's total inu nefesh. Now, if that's the case, so if you're saying that the safe over here would be including that would be coming to explain the ratio, and the only reason why he can't be made for it is because she has a resource of the gifts of the poor, meaning, but the husband is not a resource, so she's forbidden to everybody in the world, including her husband. Now, but then why wouldn't he be able to be made for? Yes, she could get Matan Saniyim, but we see clearly in the previous Mishnah that she could also get Matan Saniyim there too. And still we said that, no, since she's forbidden from this storekeeper, which would make it difficult, now her husband wouldn't be able to give her anything because he only gets from the storekeeper. And therefore we said he could be made for her. How could this case be worse when not only is she forbidden from a storekeeper, but every storekeeper in the world and her husband? So why wouldn't he be able to be made for her? So Rav Liran explains that this is where the questioner is coming from, that obviously, when the Mishnah said that in Yachal HaHafa, the husband cannot be made for the neder in this case, when she took a neder prohibiting herself from all the briyos, all the people in the world, the reason is because Amo, what we see is obviously, efshar demisazna midilei, that it is possible for her to still get supported from him, from her husband. And that's why it's not in a nefesh. So everybody else, I don't need anyone but my husband. Now, the problem with that is as follows. Mechlal, so inferentially what that means to say is, the baal labo chlal briyos. So obviously, and this is what we've been explaining, that when she took a neder of prohibiting herself from briyos, from all the people in the world, it didn't mean her better half, didn't mean her second half, her husband, he wasn't included in the briyos, and therefore, obviously her neder is not a neder of inu nefesh, because she has provisions, her husband, and that's why he can't be made with a neder. That's what the first half of the Gemara's question is. Now, the Ran just addresses a point, and he says, it's still problematic. Why? Because it's definitely that the husband only gets his provisions from everybody else in the world. So therefore, essentially this nether of briyos, of prohibiting herself from all the people in the world, shouldn't be any less when she prohibits herself, as that mission that we just quoted before from the Ran, as a storekeeper, that his sole provision is from that storekeeper, where we said that since all the credit he gets is from this storekeeper, and if she made herself a bit from the storekeeper, the husband could be made for, because that's inu nefesh, because he could only, although she's not prohibited from her husband, the husband only gets from him. So now when she's prohibited from every person in the world, which includes any storekeeper or any person, so why would that be any less? And although she could have from her husband, but the husband's like, what do you want from me? I could only get from everybody else. So why wouldn't it be able to be made for in such a situation? And that the Ran says, no, that's not a difficulty. That's a misunderstanding. That's because over there, the case when she made herself forbidden from the fruits of that storekeeper was even if her husband brings him that storekeeper, which that's actually as the Gemara had concluded over there. That's why he could be made for, because like you're tying my hands behind my back. Yes, you're not forbidden from me, but I only get from him. But here, she didn't make herself forbidden from the produce and the fruits and the objects of everybody else in the world. It was just she doesn't want to get pleasure from anybody else in the world. Now, therefore, where her husband purchases the produce from them, she's permitted in those things because she's not having hanof from them. Yes, they're objects that she's having hanof from. But it's not them because it's her husband who bought for it, who she's having hanof from him. And therefore, that's a misconception to ask that as a question. That wouldn't be a reason for him to be able to make for her because she could still get from him. So that's what the Gemara's premise is. Then obviously what we see from the Mishnah is that the husband was not included in the nether. And that's why it's not inu nefesh. Now the problem is, Amos Sefer, but look at the second half of the halach. It said, that she could get the matnas aniv, the gifts of the gifts that are given to the poor. Now, the understanding of that statement is, avamidabal loy achla, but from her husband she cannot eat. Now, not just because inferentially, which is like, oh, like it's saying, what could she eat? She could eat gifts to the poor. That means to say not her husband. The Ran actually adds even more, because if she would be able to eat from her husband, then how would she be permitted in leket shechapeya? But she's not a poor woman. She has provisions. She's provided by her husband. Now, alma bal b'chalal b'riyasuhu. So you have an internal contradiction in the Mishnah. Because obviously the husband was included in the ned of b'riyas, and therefore she doesn't have provisions from him, and therefore she is a poor woman, and that's why she could have manazaniyim. So how do we understand this? On the one hand, it sounds like from the Mishnah that the husband is not included in the ned of b'riyas. He's something else. He's considered her other half, that the ned had never included him, and that's why he can't be mefrit. On the other hand, the second half of the halacha says that sounding like that she is forbidden to him, and that's why she is considered a poor woman to be allowed to take like a chikampeya. Said the Gemara has three approaches how to interpret our Mishnah. Amar Ula, he says, La'olam lav b'chalal b'riyasu. The truth is, as the inference of the first half of the halacha is, that the husband is not included in the neder of b'riyas. And therefore, as we explained before, he can't be mefer because she's getting provided by her husband. Now, but what was the second half of the halacha saying? It was saying v'oit. And moreover, what do I mean moreover? Even if the husband is a poor man, and therefore he can't provide for her, that's what the Mishnah was adding on, still ain yachal hafer, still he can't be made for the neder. Why not? But now she's not getting any provisions because he himself is poor. Because she still has provision somewhere else, because she could get from leket shechapeya. Now, however, the Ran points out, but she's not going to be forbidden to the husband. And the reason being is because if she was forbidden to the husband, then just for the fact that she could have leket shechapeya itself, we would not say that it cannot be made for the neder. And the reason is, as this is the presumption of the Gemara thus far, that because in such a situation which she would be forbidden to the husband, she wouldn't be any worse off than when the which is the case of the Brias, which you would say would include the husband, than the case of the store owner where his sole provisions was from the one who gives him on credit, where we said that he could be made for. So definitely he would be able to be made for if the neder included him. So therefore the Gemara is saying, according to Ula, that no, obviously the husband is not included in the neder. But there's two reasons what the Gemara was saying, meaning that the Mishnah was saying that A, first of all, he can't be made for because he's giving her. And then it was saying, moreover, even if he's not giving her because he's poor, and therefore obviously she's poor, but therefore that's why he can't be made for, because she still has provisions through the Matnas Aniyim. That's Ula's approach. Rav Am, he gives a second approach. He says, actually, La'olam bal b'chalal b'riyasu. Actually, not like the assumption of the Gemara, and not like Ula's interpretation. The husband was included in the nether of people. Now, ma tam kamer. So the Mishnah actually was a continuation of the Sefer explaining the Resha. Again, not like how the Ran had explained the Gemara's questioner. It is explaining, and that is ma tam in yachla hafer. The Mishnah was one cohesive halacha. It was saying that why cannot the husband be made for the nether? Because she could get provisions somewhere else from the gifts of the poor. And that is that Rava holds that even though, which is one of the questions that we had asked, that even though it doesn't say in the Mishnah that Mipnei Sheikhei Lahanes, which was one of the 2 points we said why the questioner didn't hold that the Seif is explaining the Reisha, rather it's 2 different halachas, which was, it should have just said simply, oh, you know why the husband can't be made for the neder? Because she gets Hana. Which Hana? Which is like a chikapeya. Why go on this long way of explaining that? And that Rava didn't hold that was a problem. And he said, because you could understand it by yourself, that the Mishnah is saying, the matam, it's saying, what's the reason? It's saying that in the yachla hafi can't be made for. Why? Why cannot he be made for? Because yichayli lohan is like a chikapeya, because she could get somewhere else. And if it's not totally inu nefesh, again, as we explained, Rabbi Yisi has a high threshold for what's considered inu nefesh. But the Ran is bothered. According to Rava, which was one of the big points the Ran was addressing again and again, how could this case of when the woman takes a neder, prohibiting herself from all the people in the world, and you tell me according to this interpretation of Rava, that includes the husband too, but, and you're saying therefore he can't be made for, why? Every person in the world she can't get from, not her husband, not other people, but she can get gifts to the poor. But we said in the previous halacha, according to everybody, where it was a much more limited scope, where she only made herself forbidden from one storekeeper, but it was a unique storekeeper because her husband's sole provisions were from this storekeeper who gave him on credit. And that the Gemara had said that even Rabbi Yisi agrees to this halacha that the husband can be mefer because that's inu nefesh. Because where are you going to get food from? What do you mean where are you going to get food from? Manas aniyim. Like we're saying over here in this halacha, which you can't get from anybody. And therefore we say that he can't be mefer. But why would they could he yes be mefer? So that the Ram brings from the Ramvash, that he says that it's a good question, but there's actually a difference. The reason being is because in the case of our Mishnah, you're right, she can't get from anybody, even her husband. But she has an option. She has provisions through Lekat Shecha Peya. And therefore, since she could have another that way, therefore, as the Mishnah says, Yechay Lohan is Lekat Shecha Peya, that's why the husband can't be made for, because it's not totally in the Nefesh. However, there in the previous Mishnah, where we said that he could be made for, is Tobah when she took the Neder in the winter months, where there's no Lekat Shecha Peya, and that's where he could be made for. So interesting question and a good answer, where it's saying in a limited context that obviously you have to say that Mishnah was talking about that there was no Lekat Shecha Peya. Because according to Rav, if there was, then you're right, the husband wouldn't be able to mefer because she has an option where to get food from. But that was the interpretation of Rav. Rav Nachman Amar, he says, La'olam, like the interpretation of Ula, says that Baal Lav Bechla Briyasu. Actually, the husband who is not included in the nether, and that's why he can't be mefer. And the reason being is because Rav Nachman holds that if she wasn't able to have anah from him, unlike Rava, even though she'd be able to have anah from Lekat Shecha Peya, that would be considered in nefesh, which is what the assumption all along that the Ran had, which was the stronger argument, like we see in that previous, where if it's just from one storekeeper and the husband is dependent on that storekeeper, that if you're forbidden from the husband, for sure he could be mefer. So therefore, Rav Nachman says, obviously, he's not included in the nether. Now, but if that's the reason why that he cannot be made for her nether because she's still getting provisions from him, and if it's not in an efesh, so what's the end of the Mishnah coming to say? So that is where Rav Nachman says, V'achikana, what the end of the Mishnah was saying was a different halacha. It was saying, Nizgarsha, if he then goes ahead and divorces her, then Yechayla Lahan is B'Lekat Shecha Peya. Then actually, she could have pleasure from the Matnas Anim of Lekat Shecha Peya. In other words, where as we said before, there, even though she took a neder prohibiting herself from everyone in the world, there's no tayves anah. It says in the Torah that it's a word of tazib, you have to leave it for the poor. Now, but additionally, what this is saying is as follows, is that the chiddush here, that according to Rav Nachman, what the Mishnah is saying, is that when he divorces her, the husband now gets re-included into the neder of briyos. Because although, and this is what's a chiddush according to Rav Nachman, in how he's explaining the Mishnah, is that although the husband's not in Briyos means people of the world. A husband is not considered people of the world. It's like yourself. It's two halves of one person. So the husband was not included in that there. And that's actually why the Mishnah was saying he can't be made for because he's still giving her provisions. Now the end of the Mishnah was saying, however, if he divorces her, then the only source she has is Lekat Shecha Peya. What it's trying to say is that only that's where she can get from. Why? Because actually now the husband will be forbidden to her. Because now they're not two halves of one person anymore. Because they're divorced. And therefore, he is included in the element of Briyos. And that is what the Mishnah comes to say. It's coming to say a different halacha of Niskarshos. Again, those are the three interpretations of the Gemara, which the contradiction was, is the husband in this neder or is he not in this neder? So now we had Ula and Rav Nachman that said that, no, he can't be made for because he's not in the neder. Therefore, of course, it's not in the nefesh according to Briyos, because you're getting provisions from him. Now, the only thing that they differed on regarding, so what is the interpretation of the end of the Mishnah coming to say? According to Ula, is coming to say an additional that even when he's poor, that even then he wouldn't be able to mefer because she could still get from Lekat Shecha Peya. But according to Rav Nachman, the end of the Mishnah was saying a different halacha. When he divorces her, then actually she cannot get from him anymore because now they're not two halves of one and he would be included in Briyos, and therefore she could only get from Lekat Shecha Peya. Whereas according to Rav, he said no. He said actually the husband is included in the neder. And bucking what the Ran had said that everyone had assumed up until now was that actually the Sefer is explaining the Reisha that why can't it be Mefer? Oh, but she's not getting from anybody. Yeah, she's not getting from anybody. She's still getting from Lekat Shecha Peya, and therefore it's not going to be considered a Neder of Inu Nefesh because she has somewhere to go, specifically the Matnas Aniyim.